right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylon to bring us down to possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Hello. How are you?
I am here.
You are today. Here? And that's better than one third of this show.
Hey, statistically.
Statistically speaking, one of the three people on this show is not here this week.
That is true.
So yes, Big Kev is out this week.
Yep.
He's a little under the weather.
Yeah.
But we wish him a well recovery.
There we go.
So
he'll be back.
But you know, the show must go on.
It will.
With two weeks left to Comic-Con.
Yes.
Or I guess, is it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks left to Comic-Con, yeah. but two more shows, because this week and the next week, because the Wednesday before Comic-Con.
We will not be
not so much. Oh, I have to talk to you about that Wednesday.
Sure.
Before Comic-Con.
All
we'll
right.
do that when the mics are turned on.
We shall do
but,
that.
But the show must go on.
It
we have
will
things
go on.
To talk about.
We're in front of the curtain now.
There is...
performing.
Yes, we are performing. Let's talk a little bit about New York Comic-Con very
right.
quickly.
Let's do it.
The autographing... Panel/list/schedule has been released.
Oh, really?
Which is
what is too expensive?
Everything that I want is too expensive. I actually really only want one autograph this year,
mm-hmm.
And it's Stephen Amell for very obvious reasons.
That would be fucking awesome.
But it's $50.
That's not awesome.
Not awesome. So I'm really torn right now between paying it or looking for alternate ways to get one.
Yeah.
I'm focusing more on B right now.
I'm agreeing with you on
and
that.
And I might have a way to do that, but I'm working on it.
That would be cool. Oh, I have a way now also.
So there you go.
Yeah. Let me see if I can work on that.
Yes, do that. The map is not live yet. I know some people have been asking for the map, but if you go to the website and you go to exhibitors, we're there.
146?
127.
127.
Yes. 127. And you can add us to your show planner so that when the map does get published, it should automatically, I think, highlight it on the map where our booth is.
So the app has all that planning show stuff.
Correct.
So you can
we are around the block.
We're around there.
Technically,
around
the block ends at booth 123.
Yep.
We're 127.
Gotcha.
We're literally on the other side of the tracks.
Not around the block.
Around the block.
Other side of the tracks. Those are two different things.
I know.
One is like your friendly neighbor, and the other is you're going to get mugged in that side of town.
You might. You
just
never
like
know.
The opening scene in Gotham.
Yeah, but I've been in the block before, 127. Yep. We might be on the good side of the tracks. I'm just saying.
That's true.
And we have friends in the block.
Our
but
grass
I'm just
could
saying.
Be greener.
That's right. What else? The Powers panel was announced. And that's significant because, we're going to get our first look in the form of a teaser, I believe.
I want to see that.
Because they're still actively filming. right now. And I still am very conflicted about the look of that show. There were more images released this week.
I haven't seen anything that is the look of the show. I've seen stills from the shooting of it, but that doesn't tell me what it's supposed to look like.
I've seen some of the, I've seen some of the stills. You saw like the one with Charlotte female. Tilly. Yeah, but there was more. Did you see the one female superhero? I can't remember her name. I'm drawing a blank on it now. I'll try to pull it up later, but there's a couple more shots and it just, something about it is just,
doesn't look right.
It's hard. You know, Mike Oeming, whom I'm going to be a big fan of. I've always liked his work, but his art is very stylized.
Yep.
Very stylized. Like, you know how some guys have a style, but it's still realistic? Yep. I would not call his style realistic. It's very angular and it's very unique to him.
Right.
And I've always been concerned how that would translate out of anything but maybe animated. Mm-hmm. I don't know that live action is living up to it. You think
animated would be better?
I do.
Yeah.
I think they could do a lot more with animated. You're right. I think the style would translate a lot cleaner. But we'll see.
We will. Most of us won't if you don't own a PlayStation.
Yes, if you don't own a PlayStation, you will not. Let's be honest. Everybody will see it eventually.
What do you mean?
Everybody that wants to see it will.
What do you mean?
They'll go to a friend's house who has a PlayStation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. You didn't mean right. Underground clandestine secret organizations.
No, Retailer Z is not what I meant.
Retailer Z,
I'm trying to think what other big Comic-Con news. They announced the Star Trek The Next Generation panel / autographing session. I think it's almost the entire cast is going to be there.
That's
Patrick Stewart is there. I think those were the bigger things.
Yeah. And thank you.
Thank you for
the fans who got us.
Oh, of course. Yes. Continued thank you and support to the fans. To those of you who ordered t-shirts that are coming to New York Comic Con, I suspect that I will have them well in advance of New York Comic Con. So you will be able to pick them up at the con. And to those of you who did not order shirts, we were able to get a very limited number that we will bring to I think 9.
No towel size, though.
no towels. No stamp size, no towel size, no parachute size. We're somewhere in the middle.
Gotcha.
So we were able to get a very limited number, and we will have those at the convention.
Yeah, so come check it out.
So come check it out.
At booth 127.
We should probably actually announce the title and episode number of the show. We kind of got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
This is episode 346.
Fragmented.
We are calling it Fragmented.
As you can tell, it is.
Before we get into Gotham.
Yes.
Let's do a couple of other things quickly.
All right.
Supergirl has been confirmed.
Yep.
It is going to CBS.
That makes sense.
So the only network now... that doesn't have a DC show, it would appear, is ABC, and that's because it's owned by Marvel.
But that's
Disney rather.
But what? But now can we talk about Gotham?
Well, we can, but very quickly. I want to just say that NBC has Constantine, CW obviously has Arrow and Flash, Fox has Gotham.
Yep.
I think it's AMC is getting Preacher. And where is the new animated series going to?
There's a new animated series?
Yeah, there's a new animated series going to Machinima. And it's Justice League, Gods and Monster Chronicles. And to everybody's happiness and excitement, Bruce Timm is going to be working on it.
Really?
Yes. So
that's awesome.
So
a new Justice League show.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That'll probably be the best thing that comes out.
I think Arrow and Gotham, Arrow and Flash are still going to hold up.
Oh, I still like Arrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not taking anything away. But I have a soft spot for Justice League.
Of course.
Justice League Unlimited and Batman Beyond and all that stuff. So
let's talk Gotham.
Okay. So did you see it recently again?
I did. I rewatched it because I wanted it to be fresh.
Got it.
For this week's show.
I hate it.
Okay.
I'm gonna just say that I hate it. And I'm gonna say a couple reasons why.
All right.
Let's forget the fact that it's Gotham. Let's say it's a normal TV show.
Sure. It's a normal procedural.
Yeah. It makes no sense at all.
No.
Because if it's forensics, why is there no forensic team? If they're going to do procedural cases, why is there no actual investigating of procedural cases? If they're going to do character development, why do I not know anything about any of the characters in the show? None of it, it's like trying to combine elements and trying to be the best of each show. Procedural, comic book, dark, gritty, says something about the world, actual deep drama,
right.
And no, but you don't have to tune in every week. And you can't do that. You either have to commit to this is going to be a serial that you must follow or not, or somewhere in the middle. And this does none of the elements of the show, in my opinion, individually, right. If it's supposed to be Law and Order Gotham, there's no really good acting to hold it together. There's no interesting cases to make me want to watch it every week. And there's no attractive assistant district attorney to keep, like, right. Just, there's nothing in the there's no we're going to comment about the current political situation, like, there's nothing to hold you as on the procedural side.
All right, so I want to just quickly comment on two things you said there.
Yep.
Because I one of my criticisms is I think it's having a hard time establishing when it wants to be set.
You mean
time frame wise.
Yeah.
So your comment about the forensics team and your comment about the political situation stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's because the show feels like it should be today.
No, I don't agree. The show feels like it wants to be in the 90s, so that if this were, and here's another criticism I have,
right.
The writing of the show feels like a bunch of people wrote a bunch of different scenes in a show they wanted to shoot, and then a team was like assembling it from jigsaw pieces. None of it feels cohesive, and whoever directed the episode should not direct another episode of this episode, but of the show rather. But that's my problem with it. It starts threads and doesn't continue. So some of the dialogue and the way Gotham feels is like post-depression, you know, like
right.
He's a war hero from World War II. Like, what the fuck is going, is this supposed to be that? And then the cars and everything are 80s, 90s, so that if they wanted to set a Batman movie in present day and have this actually be canon for the Ben Affleck thing, which we know it's not, but it feels like they wanted to just leave that in case. This is clearly in the 90s, but they're using smartphones. Like, none of the show makes fucking sense.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I think my comment was misplaced. What I mean is it looks a little bit like it should be in the now, but it's confused as to when it wants to be because there are too many elements from all over the place.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be a forensic team in year X when this show takes place. But we don't know that because we don't actually know when it takes place.
Yeah. And
the shiny shoes defense would really not hold up
no,
very much at all.
Spoilers now, by the
way. Yeah, spoilers.
It's just, and the other thing is the only kind of interesting stuff is, oh shit, Catwoman was actually there at the murder. That kind of changes the whole dynamic
right.
when she finds out, you know. But, and then, oh my God, Penguin, that whole thing that Jim Gordon is the one who actually said.
Yeah.
Like, all these could be big reveals don't matter because unlike what Marvel did, have every show and movie that you're watching have consequences, uniting it, essentially, in my opinion, bringing the whole concept of shared universe, episodic. That's not what I mean. Like comic, the whole point of a shared comic book universe where these stories are taking place at the same time and can impact each other when they're crossover. That whole idea they managed to bring to TV and film. Marvel managed to do that with the Kevin Feige whole thing they're doing. They have some darker and weirder stuff on Netflix, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., something happens in Cap 2. I mean, so that all makes sense. Those things have consequences. There is heightened, if they say this goes for everything else. There's consequences of what's going on. And for this, if it affected anything else happening on any of the other goddamn shows, now that every network except the fucking, you know, Disney network didn't have, then it would matter, but it doesn't, because this is just like, it's just like a what if version. And that's my problem. And DC knew that. That's why Crisis of Infinite Earths killed everything. So there would be consequences when you have less other parallel, like none of this really happened comic book deathy bullshit. So I don't get it, because the big deal for the DC comic fans don't matter because none of this matters and none of it's canon and none of it relates to anything else. And it can't pull any of the threads together. However, there's one thing that I really liked. Jada Pinkett Smith's performance, I was actually really impressed with.
I did like her performance, and I didn't think that I was going to like her, not because I don't like Jada Pinkett Smith, but I was concerned about not liking her character, because it's the only character on the show thus far, main character, that's made up, that was made for the show. Fish Mooney doesn't exist prior to Gotham.
Right.
I think, to me, it played out like a teaser comic. Like when DC's getting ready to have a major event, right? They put out that free issue and it's got two pages of every book.
Yeah.
Right?
So you think the pilot tried to chew
too
much?
I don't know why within the first 40 minutes introduction to this world, I needed to meet Catwoman, Batman, the Riddler, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Jim Gordon,
yep.
Penguin, Carmine Falcone, what some people I've heard say could potentially maybe be Killer Croc at some point. Why did I need all of that?
Because
in the first four... Arrow did not do that.
It's simple. It's because they want you to know that even this is a procedural that anyone can follow. Because look, it's the same guy who did The Mentalist. DC comic fans, we got you, yo. We got you. There's some cool stuff for you to learn about your characters. They can't decide what kind of show they're making. That's what I think.
It would have been so much stronger if they left it to Selina Kyle. Because I agree that that's an interesting dynamic.
Yep.
So I'm okay with her being there because I think that she's going to become this kind of important character to Bruce throughout his growth, and so that's going to affect him. So I'm okay with that.
Yep.
Fish Mooney, clearly I have no issues with, but everybody else, and even Carmine Falcone, his little cameo, because I liked
it.
I liked it,
and he's a good actor from The Wire, and I was excited to see him again.
It should have stopped at Penguin, though.
Yeah, I don't...
I didn't need Edward Nygma.
No.
I didn't need the Ivy thing, Ivy Pepper.
It's just not believable.
I didn't need it.
Yeah.
Save that.
Why is her name Ivy Pepper?
Because what the fuck is that shit? Because
Pamela Isley
is too confusing for people. Are you kidding me?
So then make that a plot to it's really annoying.
It
feels like someone who went on the DC Wiki page and tried to write this. It feels like they were working on an episode of The Mentalist or one of those dramas, and they're like, we don't know when to put it. What if we did a tie-in with DC? And someone went and researched dc.wikia.com, which I've done before, and said, ooh, we could do this. It just, none of it feels authentic. None of it feels dark enough where certain trailers made it seem almost close to Nolan-y, but on a looser budget.
Right.
It did none of those things. So I'm going to watch episode 2, I'm sure, as much as I clearly didn't like it, but I'm just... not really. Oh, and I think whoever plays the kid Bruce Wayne also does a really impressive job.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
He was from he's from that show with Kiefer Sutherland that got canceled.
Oh, Touch. Yeah. We talked. Yeah.
I liked Donald Logue.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's fine.
I like him.
But I've seen him in Sons of Anarchy where he is menacing and dark.
Yeah.
But you still think he's doing the right thing. I don't understand he plays like a stereotype of himself playing himself in the show.
Yeah,
it's like he doesn't want to be here and he signed the contract.
Well, I think it's more like they don't know what the character.
I think they wanted to make him truly a dirty cop.
Yeah.
And then they were like, but he's not likable. Test audiences won't get
right.
it. Like everything about the show feels like it was decided by committee.
Yeah. Well, I think what they're trying to establish is that Jim Gordon is going to just change everybody.
Right.
Including Batman. He's gonna influence everybody, including Batman.
Yeah.
The problem is that the guy playing Gordon,
he's vanilla. The most interesting, like Barbara Gordon, they also tried to start too many plot threads, what you said.
That's what I mean. It's
everyone knows everybody, everything's all over the place, and Barbara is secretly rich and has a storied back.
Why couldn't they let those play out over several episodes?
Were they worried they were going to get canceled? Yeah, I don't get it.
Maybe because they're on Fox, but I don't know. It was very...
Yeah.
This was the same as the screened? Yeah, nothing was different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same exact episode. The only difference was the watermark. There was no watermark on this one.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's pilot syndrome, but to me, there's a lot to overcome. And it did awesome. The ratings did very well, and a lot of people gave it a lot of praise. And part of me thinks, really? Yeah.
Do you mean a lot of people like TV critics?
No,
or
like
the
online.
Geek culture?
Like, no, the geek culture. Look,
I don't mean geek culture is one unified thing.
But I take both of those things with a grain of salt.
Sure.
Because TV critics are
jerk
offs, and geek culture is clearly filled with jerk offs. So you have to find the middle somewhere. But
least amount of jerking.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
It's like that episode of Silicon Valley. Did you ever watch?
But I think a lot of people liked it, but I'm concerned a lot of people liked it because they wanted to like it and not because it was actually good.
Yeah, I wanted to like it, but I have a problem with like every scene.
Yeah. So we'll see what
really
happens
bad.
As the weeks
the other,
go on.
The other thing, and just really, really short, but on the other hand, The Blacklist, which I thought was actually a pretty good show for balancing procedural versus tune in, their premiere was also a terrible piece of television.
Oh, no.
In my opinion. I did not like the premiere.
Is it because what's his name is too busy working on Avengers?
I have no idea. So I did, and then I thought it was, no, what?
Isn't The Blacklist, what's his name? Who's the lead guy in The Blacklist?
James Spader?
Yeah, isn't James Spader voicing Ultron? in Avengers 2?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm like, wait a second. Did I just have an aneurysm?
No, you're right. He still does a great job, by the way. Oh, okay. It's just not well written. It's not great.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then I was thinking maybe, you know, sometimes, and I realize how pretentious this sounds, your standards, like when you watch Breaking Bad and like a really well-crafted show and you watch something else, you can, like, the budget peeks through. The driving scene looks fake, more fake. You know what I mean? Like something. But no, it's just, I don't think it's a good episode of TV because, and I'll just quickly hint at this, I watched the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
I think this is going to be an awesome season. They introduced some cool stuff. It looks like they got their budget in the right kind of level of what they can play with. Really cool cameos and stuff. I'm excited.
I know not everybody has had the chance to.
Yeah, I don't want to go too deep.
Absorb the entire episode yet.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll
talk about it more next week.
But yeah.
But good.
Yes.
The point. So I thought maybe all the Rocky starts, all the shows, but no, this S.H.I.E.L.D. is still pretty strong.
Speaking quickly on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I forget if we mentioned this a couple weeks back, but Adrian Pilecki has been cast as Mockingbird.
Oh, cool.
On Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we got a first look of her. She's going to be in this week or next week's issue of this is an S.H.I.E.L.D. article, and there's an EW. And so we get our first look at her. I mean, it's nothing crazy, not a crazy costume or anything, but... I'm okay with Adrienne Pilecki.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought she probably would have been a decent Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I liked her in Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Wonder Woman pilot's been out for a while and is terrible.
I've heard that it's terrible.
I kind of want to hunt for it, and I kind of don't want to see it. No, I don't either. I haven't seen it, though, so I... But yeah. Let us know what you think about Gotham.
Yeah, and S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, please do.
And anything else. You know, TV's starting back up.
Yep.
Majorly this week.
This is premiere week.
You know, a couple shows in our wheelhouse of Doctor Who started, Haven started a few weeks back. Yep. But this week is really the big kickoff,
I think. So. I think we'd like to hear your voice at the GVM line, which is 425-920-6050. Hear yourself on a future episode, perhaps.
That's right.
Give us your opinions. The Twitters.
We do actually have a voicemail.
Oh.
But we'll play that in a little bit. Because I want to talk a little bit more about DC first.
Yes, tell me.
So
does it matter?
Let's go to Batman v Superman.
Okay, there we go. That's the big one, right?
That is the big one.
The clearly prequel to Justice League movie.
Why is it a tank, is my opinion. Still.
Stop the militarization of Batman.
But Aquaman.
Yep.
There's been some talk about Aquaman this past week. Two things specifically. One is that he's going to look like a surfer.
What? Okay.
With tattoos. Okay. So picture Jason Momoa. The other is that...
He's reprising his role from Game of Thrones.
Yes. The other thing is that... I thought I had it printed up, but maybe I don't. The other thing is that apparently... They sort of potentially maybe set up Aquaman in Man of Steel. Did you read this? Have you seen this? So in Man of Steel, something happens to Supes. He gets tossed into the ocean and is having a hard time. He's struggling. And he's sort of kind of saved by two whales. Do you remember that sequence?
Not at all.
Like there's two whales that swim by. And then the next thing, he's walking on the beach. So... What's going around the interwebs this week is that what they're going to reveal is that Aquaman sent the whales to save the Man of Steel because the strongest being on planet Earth at the time, other than Zod, needed saving from Shamu. Because that makes sense.
It does. It absolutely makes sense.
So I just.
But why I don't care is because none of the other fucking properties that you want me to get invested in matter.
Matter. Yes.
None of them matter, including movies, including TV. They're all siloed. Explain this to me.
Why is the Batmobile a tank? Have you seen the meme that's going around?
I saw it.
Did I send that to you?
Yeah.
I mean. I'm not entirely crazy.
I'd like to say that my pronunciation of sorcerer, I was making fun of Kev. Just in case it's clear, I say sorcerer, not saucerer.
I probably say both.
Yeah.
But God only knows at this point, if you've been listening to this show for 8 years, I can't speak. I don't pretend to.
Well,
sort of.
I think that's kind of what we do here.
Shush.
Okay.
Shush you. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I just still continue to not care about Batman versus Superman.
I don't care either. Again, both teasers, the leaked one that we're still not really sure if it's real, where it's clear that the movie is going to have something to do, or they just hinted at Batman being there alongside Superman, you know, the General Zod thing that leaked, and the other teaser are really promising.
Yeah.
But everything else about this movie doesn't make me want to see it.
I'm going to say the same thing about this movie that I'm saying about Gotham.
Yep.
Why do I need the introduction of 10 major characters? And I'm not actually saying 10. I'm using 10 as a number.
Right.
In this movie. Why do I care about all of these characters they're introducing me to in this movie?
Because they still don't, it's what we talked about, I think, last week and the week before, they still don't get what made Marvel successful.
But it's the same thing that Gotham is suffering from.
They just don't understand what it is. It's like a bunch of people walked into a room and only picked the things that don't make, like, that don't matter.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What makes it successful? Is it the shared universe, the investment, the learning characters individually over time, and then realizing how their dynamic could come into play by using different creative forces to come together and have a bunch of different moods and themes that still fit within the same universe that people are all invested in? No, bright colors. It's bright colors and large exploding things. That is not why people watch. It's,
yes.
It's like they just can't figure it out, which makes no sense to me.
When Avengers first came out, for those of you who don't remember, the major conversation that happened immediately following that movie was, holy shit, they made all of these characters work together without making really any one of them overly superior to the others. Black Widow and Hawkeye continually take a backseat. However, everybody in Avengers was very important to Avengers.
Yeah.
And you cared about them, and you knew that, you knew exactly who Tony Stark was.
Yeah.
You knew exactly that Chris Hemsworth was kind of the strong-willed dopey blonde. Like, you knew that, right? You knew exactly who Cap was. And that's why it worked, and that's why you cared. Why do I care about Cyborg and Wonder Woman and Aquaman? Why do I care? Because I know them historically.
Yes.
I don't want that to be the reason I care.
But that's what they're doing.
I know.
They saw Avengers. You know what? It's like they watched Avengers and they said, you know why it made money? It had the most amount of characters in it.
That's it.
And they missed everything. I'm not going to do that rant again.
No.
It's hyperspeed. I don't know what the hell. It's really, really infuriating, especially when, I'm not saying this from a trolling perspective and I don't want to see any of these things. I want to see all of these things.
Yeah.
I think it is so easy for all of this to matter. To put Gotham in the same universe as Arrow, takes one mention of one thing. It's the same way that on Arrow, there was one throwaway line about how other billionaire playboy orphans, how many are there? And they clearly mean Bruce Wayne. And just that enough, like, hints. Do you know what I mean? It's
exactly.
Just a small, they just need to do that. That's it. They don't have to, it's really disappointing.
When I say
they're great characters and they're not doing any of them justice.
No. And when I say this, the one thing that people like to rub my face in, as if they're, you know, as it's their aha moment.
Okay.
Is, well, what about the X-Men movies? Well, guess what? The X-Men movies, I'm calling it almost a little bit of a fluke. But I'm also saying that because they did it all at the same time, and because they built it all at the same time, it worked.
What do you mean?
People like to say, well, the X-Men movie introduced you to 5 new characters and you cared all about them at the same time.
Okay.
However, it brought in all 5 characters who really didn't have any kind of backstory.
You're talking about First Class?
No.
Or the original
X? No, go back to the first X-Men movie.
Yeah.
How many characters did we get in that first movie? And it worked.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
No, I don't think that's a superhero team-up movie. That's one team.
And it's a different learning experience. You learned about those characters as a group.
Yeah.
As opposed to these characters who are supposed to be very strong on their own. They're not a group.
Yeah.
I almost would prefer...
There's also no comic books... There have been, I'm aware. Yeah. Please don't link me to an article showing me how they've all had their own individual series. But the series was X-Men, not Cyclops,
correct,
and Storm, and Rogue. Like, they're not individual characters.
It's always been the dynamic from launch.
That's not
right.
That's not the same at all.
I know that, but people like to point that out to me.
I'm not saying you can't do a good team superhero movie.
Of course
I really
you can.
Want to see the Kingsman, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it looks
really awesome. Not 100% relevant, but
yeah,
really cool. But that's not. It's not the Avengers.
Right.
I just don't get. I don't
it's
get
different.
It. I don't get.
But
I am excited for Arrow to come back.
I am excited for
episode 2 of Flash.
Yeah. They are both the week of Comic-Con. One is Tuesday. One is Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be able to watch them before New York Comic-Con.
Good.
In theory.
Good.
Yeah, I think there's big things planned this season. I'm loving the look of dirty bearded Ollie.
Yeah,
we're seeing in some of the teaser photos. I think that what's his name? The introduction of the Atom, I think is going to be a great addition to the team.
Yep.
They're already talking about the possibility of additional spinoffs based on the success of this season, which tells me that, you know, if it's strong enough, maybe the Suicide Squad gets its own show, which I'd be okay with. Adam gets his own show. Although Suicide Squad, I think, would be a really good show.
That would be cool.
Because that's a great dynamic.
That's like the anti-Shield.
Exactly. But that's what I mean. It's a great dynamic. And they've established some of those. I mean, some of those characters now, we've seen 3, 4, 5 times. Deadshot.
Yeah.
Deadshot could easily lead that team,
yeah,
I think, and hold,
you're right,
hold the show with a team underneath him.
Yeah.
That actor.
And your favorite character.
Yeah. So.
Palmer.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll see where Arrow goes. I think that's it. Was there anything other? What were the Fappening 2 is happening?
Oh, you're talking about the countdown.
No, there was another leak.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, it happened last Saturday. There was another more nudes from the same group.
I didn't know that.
So that happened. Still not okay.
Yeah, no, it's still not okay.
Still not okay.
I do want to say 4chan is evil.
Yes.
You know, the underbelly. There's some interesting stuff on there. I'm not running them all off. But the Emma Watson, have you seen the Emma Watson
speech? I did,
speech?
But was it a that? Hoax?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't know.
I think it was some sort of hoax.
Okay. I hope it's a hoax. Because my point is, it's a really cool campaign. I totally agree. We're not going to talk about social issues on the show or anything. But it's heforshe.org.
Yep.
And I think it's a pretty awesome and really great speech. And 100% on board.
What else major happened this week? iPhone 6 bends in your pocket, not in your hand. That happened over the past couple of days.
But that's, I just don't understand. Yes, metal bends. Like,
yes.
This is not a scandal.
I'm just mentioning it because it's all over the internet.
True.
I'm not commenting on it one way or the other.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm trying to think what were the other big things. I feel like I'm missing something, but I don't know. Oh, the listener voicemail.
Yes.
Why don't we do that now?
Sure.
And then we'll take our break right after.
There we go.
Actually, how about this? How about we play it during the break?
Okay.
And we'll come back with segment two with a response.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Let's do that.
So with that, we will take our first break in this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 346.
Fragmented.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Tokyo Game Show 2014 happened, and there's not too much to report. Although there was new Final Fantasy XV and Metal Gear Solid The Phantom Pain demos being shown off, it's more of a visual thing for you to go seek out, rather than me try to explain. The Shadow of Mordor comes out September 30th. It's a Lord of the Rings game that plays like Assassin's Creed, but with Batman combat. I've been looking forward to this game for a very long time. Shadow of Mordor is out September 30th for Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. And finally, Hyrule Warriors comes out this Friday, September 26th for the Wii U. It's a Dynasty Warriors game and all the evils that come along with it, but with a Legend of Zelda skin. Should you buy it? Yes! There's nothing else for the Wii U. If you bought the console, why not? Otherwise, it's not a real Zelda game. Don't think that you're missing out on much. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hey guys, it's Cleveland here, at CLE Steven on Twitter. Just kind of had a question. First off, enjoying the show as always every week, and I enjoy listening every Wednesday. Hope you guys have fun in New York Comic Con. Getting to my question, with Phase 2 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe hitting its stride with Captain America the Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy doing quite well, in my opinion, being the two best so far of that universe, at what point do you think that maybe Marvel will jump the shark or kind of flood, you know, the public with too much of the comic book related movies? And with the movies being through, 2020 now, which is six plus years, is there going to be any point where it's going to be oversaturated? Or do you think they can keep it going as long as people buy the tickets and it makes the money? Just kind of interested to hear your take. Again, thank you very much, guys. Enjoy the show.
And we are back with episode 346 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Fragmented.
Fragmented.
Lovely. Well, no.
Super.
Nope. BKGeekStuff.amazon.com.
Yes.
Go there.
Please do it.
Check out the affiliate
link.
No.
Amazon.BKGeekStuff.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. But we have not been bought by Amazon.
No. Amazon.BKGeekStuff.com.
Yes.
Please continue to check out and support the affiliate link.
Yes.
You know, it helps us in many ways.
It's very nice.
We are close to phase number next.
Phase next.
In our equipment
for
upgrade.
World domination. Oh, yes, equipment upgrade.
So in part with the contributions from prior to New York Comic Con, with some of the money we hope to actually raise at New York Comic Con,
yep.
And the continued success of the Amazon affiliate link, hopefully we will be upgrading some.
Be like a
soon.
Whole new show coming at your eardrum. Like a whole new show.
Sure.
Like a whole new one.
That being said, please, again, continue to support that affiliate link. We really appreciate it.
Indeed.
But we did have a phone call.
We did.
So thank you, CLE Steven on Twitter. yes, Cleveland, as we're calling him. Let's address his question.
Sure.
Do we think that Marvel will jump the shark and or will it hit a saturation point? My response to do I think they will jump the shark is
no.
So. I have faith in them to not so. Jump
they,
the shark.
I don't think they will.
I think if they were going to jump the shark, I think Guardians would have been said shark.
Yeah. But instead.
Right.
They launched Jaws.
Right. Exactly. Now, do they continue to set themselves up for said jumping? Yes. Ant-Man, I think, is the next.
But I think that's what they've proven, that we are going to take some risky properties and do some cool shit. And when it's getting, I think Guardians of the Galaxy, we all looked at it as this is the point where they could jump the shark.
Right.
But I think it's the way for them to say, this is so different, it's not going to be saturated.
Right.
Because the Cap 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy are, one is a space team up kind of action comedy movie that happens to be comic book related.
Right.
And the other is a political kind of
espionage.
thriller that happens to be a comic book movie. So I think what they've actually shown is we can pull on creators and tell really interesting stories of various genres that will still keep you interested.
Right.
Will at some point we all be like, oh, I'm tired of seeing the red logo pop up in front of everything? Yeah, I think it'll be hipster to not like it. But do I think they're going to oversaturate it to the point where everything is the same and homogenous? No, I think they've proven that they can do different things.
But do you really think people will get bored of the red logo? And I say this because, like, when you go to a movie, right,
yeah,
and the Paramount logo comes on the screen that you've seen for the past 20-plus years, you go to yourself, fucking Paramount logo.
No, but not every Paramount movie happens in the same universe.
No, I know. But, yeah, but think about it this way, though. In that regard, Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
X-Men, Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Also has that red Marvel logo in front of it.
Right. But they're not the same.
I know that they're not. But my point is that just remember that that Marvel logo is not just the cinematic phase phase two, phase three.
Fair
universe.
Enough. So taking it out of the, I am only talking about the cinematic universe. Taking it out of that, yes, I think people are tired of seeing the red Marvel logo in front of Spider-Man.
Yes, right.
So I'll take my case there. Absolutely.
So fair
still
enough.
Applies.
And you know what?
Although I am excited, the little tidbits that leaked about Apocalypse, the X-Men.
Yeah, look, Bryan Singer being cool. Confirmed, that's awesome.
Yep.
You know, we didn't mention this in segment one, and I don't remember if we mentioned it last week, but Deadpool has been confirmed.
Yeah.
It's actually happening February 2016. I don't think Ryan Reynolds has been confirmed, although if they don't cast Ryan Reynolds, why make the movie?
Yeah.
Let's be
seriously.
Honest. The guy wants to make it still after all these years. If
yep.
you don't cast him, then don't make it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I agree.
That's the honest
I can't
truth.
Picture him. Yeah.
So we assume that Ryan Reynolds is going to be attached
yes.
to the project. No, you know what? A lot of people say that, like, our superhero movie's going to get old. And your point is well met. But even outside of the fact that I think each movie or each franchise within the universe is unique, people don't seem to get tired of action movies, rom-coms, sci-fi, drama. So if you're going to really just call superhero its own genre, which I would disagree with because of what you've said.
Yep.
I think that as long as, and again, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, as long as the movies coming out in that genre continue to be done well,
yep,
then what is the reason to get tired of them?
I agree.
As long as they hold your interest, the writing is good, the acting is good, and the storyline or the story or the moral that they're trying to tell you is mm-hmm. is well presented, then there's no reason to get bored of it. It could in theory go on forever as long as it's done properly.
Yeah.
So a lot of people bring that up. So I think it's a good question. Mm-hmm. I just don't think that it's going to go.
Yeah.
At least anytime soon. Now, yeah. Could it happen? Of course. Marvel could shit the bed. It happens every time they put out a movie. It's possible.
Yep.
I just have enough faith in them.
Agreed.
8 movies in now.
Yep.
Or however many it is to think that I think they have an idea of what they want to do.
Except for DC.
Marvel is okay. let's get into product because we have a lot of it.
Yes.
This week. Very quickly, we do have some of our Comic-Con exclusives Ooh. In hand, which is always exciting.
It is exciting.
You've looked at Rich Page's butt plug.
Yes.
And
it's kind of adorable.
It's kind of adorable, right? So we will have 10 of those, more than likely 9.
What do you mean?
At the new, I'm buying one. I'm not ashamed to say it. At our booth, at booth 127. Speaking of Rich Page, he does have some other releases going on. That yes. he's working on that I just want to quickly talk about. He's got a Groot that he's working on, and he just started working on Baby Dancing Groot as well, which both the design and sculpts on both of them are awesome.
I want one.
I'm sure as soon as he makes the information available, we will talk about it on the show.
Awesome.
The hot dog piece that he put out, Levarton.
Okay.
This Friday, he's got a Halloween release version of it. It's kind of like a Frankenstein green zombie version of it, and it's really cute, it's really funny, and if you like Rich's style, you definitely want to check that out. Check out umitoys.blogspot.com for all of his goings on. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram because he's constantly posting updates.
Prolific.
And the guy literally puts out like new toy, like once a week I think he's putting out a new design. It's
cool.
It's intense.
Yep.
how much he puts out. We also have the prints from Coffee Cup Robot that we're going to have available at the booth. Those are really awesome from a toy art standpoint.
Yeah.
They are very unique in that they're a bit generic, but I think the fact that they're generic makes them strong because it helps them stand out on their own.
Yeah.
And I like toy art in all forms. In toy, I have actually some other photographed toy art in my personal collection, which actually leads us to the Doc A print.
Yeah.
Which is a photograph, well staged, well taken care of, an awesome Doc A sculpt.
It's really cool.
Those are signed and numbered, limited to 25 pieces, so check those out. I don't have all the prices in front of me. I apologize. I'll have them for you next week, and I'll post them online.
Get excited.
But get excited. We have some awesome stuff. Also, October Toys has just launched its Kickstarter for OMFG Series 4.
Oh, wow.
And it's doing okay. But it needs your support, of course, to be made. There are some awesome figures in this line. The Fossil Freak is one of my favorite figures, I think, to come out of the line to date. The first female figure in the line is out.
Yay.
So definitely check out that line, support that line. And remember, you know, that line is a line that gets supported because you want it. If you don't support it, it doesn't happen. I think the pledge level that I am, I did was $25, or it's $27 this round.
Yes.
$27 gets you 10 figures.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So they're small figures, but it's 10 figures. So when you think about it, you're paying $2.70 a figure, which includes the figures, the shipping, the packaging, and the work that actually went into it. Remember, these figures, the designs are designed by members of the community. The sculpts are done by other members of the community, George from October Toys.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot for your money. And again, you know, they're not turning a huge profit on these, but it's an awesome line.
It's really cool.
I love that it's community-based. I love that, you know, if you want to get your figure made, you have the opportunity to design something and submit it and maybe get it made. I think it's a great project.
That is really cool.
Please continue to support that. October Toys also released last week. It's two new OTMF figures for the monthly release. It's a Midnight Mini Gwyn, so it's a solid black Mini Gwyn. And then I feel terrible because I'm drawing a complete blank. But the other piece, this is the first of this design. It's actually the little logo guy from Designer Con. It's based,
this is cool.
Yeah, it's based on a design by Scott Tolleson, sculpted by George. And I want like 7 or 8 of them now because I customized all those Scott Tolleson Argyle Warriors from that Dunny line a couple.
Yep.
Was it a year ago back? So I actually kind of want to make, because they kind of almost look like a guide. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's kind of almost like a guide, like a Sherpa. Sort of, you know what I mean? Or maybe not a Sherpa, maybe more like Lederhosen.
He could be. Outfit, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I kind of want to do companion color waves to the Argyle Waters.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That I custom. So I think I'm going to grab a bunch more of these. But great platform. And actually, it's one of the bigger ones to come out of that line. It's, I mean, as far as like actual size of the figure. So please continue to support that.
They're pretty cool.
Very quickly, part of my personal collection. But I did want to bring this up because I think actually all of the figures in this line are really strong. This is from DC Collectibles. This is the Arsenal action figure based
Starfire?
On there is based on the DC New 52 Red Hood and the Outlaws. My personal collecting is very focused. However, were I not very focused, I actually want all of those figures. I actually really like the Red Hood figure.
Yeah, it looks kind of badass.
And Starfire is great as well. The designs from the book, I think it was Kevin Rocafort was the guy who launched the New 52 book. He did such a great job redesigning these characters and really bringing them to life.
Yeah.
And Derek Miller, the gentleman who sculpted these, I think did a pretty awesome job creating them into toys. So definitely check out this line. It's out now. It's been out for a couple weeks.
It looks cool.
So there's that. The big thing that I want to talk about.
Yes.
I finally got a loot crate.
Oh, the inside is adorable.
Yes, we're going to get to that.
All right.
So I finally got a loot crate. The theme of this loot crate was such that I needed it.
Yeah.
This was the September-themed loot crate. Galactic was the theme. And it was supposed to be... it was supposed to be something Star Trek-related, something Firefly-related, and something...
Star Wars.
Star Wars related. So, let's talk about the Star Wars related things.
Okay.
Boy, do I feel fucking ripped off.
So, big fan is what you're saying so far.
Big fan. Actually, first let's quickly talk about the box.
The box is awesome.
I think it is, I believe it is the inside of Serenity.
But
there's
an
R2 unit in it. This very much looks like the landing bay or the docking bay of Serenity. So I like that.
What I'm saying is, as we discussed a couple shows ago, and I apologize again, I still have not seen Firefly, so I can't agree with you.
Yes.
But it looks kind of like
But it's kind of cool. I like that it's its own package.
Yep.
All right. Star Wars.
All right. What do we got from Star Wars?
Viz Magnet, which is cute.
The fuck is this?
I like it. So it's kind of like a retro Asteroids game.
Okay.
But Star Wars, like the space slug is in there and it's, right? It's kind of cute, kind of cool.
Okay. I mean, how much is the loot crate?
It's $20 a month.
Okay.
And this.
That's just a poster.
It's a poster of Han and Carbonite.
That's it?
It's not even a life-size poster of Han and Carbonite. At least if it was life-size, I could get behind it.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
It's a fucking ripoff is what it is. Thank God the rest. No. Thank God the rest of the things in the loot crate, I think, make up for it.
Okay.
There's a bag of Pop Rocks. I don't know why, but...
Okay. Well, because it's space candy. It's what you eat on long space voyages. Keep your energy up.
From Funko and Super 7, the Alien Reaction Figure line, I don't think that this is exclusive to Loot Crate, but I could be mistaken. But it is the Kane figure. It's cool in regards to... I think it looks like a cool figure. I mean, I like the suit. So I could care less about the line, to be honest with you, but I like the suit. So there's that.
Okay.
There is the Loot Crate promo pamphlet, which I can give two shits about. The Loot Crate magazine. So you get a magazine each month.
Yep.
Which is essentially more or less an advertisement.
For the thing you already own.
For other products related to... The articles. This month, it has an article about The Verse, which was a new fan-created short based in the Serenity universe. I've actually heard really good things about it, but I haven't checked it out yet.
So okay.
I do want to read that article and check it out. From Star Trek. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this is kind of adorable.
This is put out by QMX.
QXM?
No, QMX.
QMX.
And Loot Crate. It is the Loot Crate exclusive colorway of the Tribble, which is really just kind of a puffball. But it's cute.
That's exactly what it is.
It's kind of funny in that regard. Do not block the ventilation grill.
Yeah, it's this cute packaging.
This Tribble was bred exclusively for Loot Crate. Its color and package are unique and only available to looters.
So that's kind of vague, too. Does that mean that they sell that in a different packaging?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Different color, different packaging through QMX directly, and I think perhaps ThinkGeek carries them as well.
Got it.
From the Halo universe.
Oh, hey.
Halo Escalation issues 1-3, the digital editions of the new Dark Horse Halo comic book.
That's kind
of
cool.
Merry Christmas. You can have that.
Oh, thanks.
And the saving grace to this Loot Crate, which almost makes it worth it for me. No, I'm not going to lie. I think overall it is worth it. Two things. You get a Serenity replica money pack, which would be really cool if I didn't already have like 20 of them.
Yep.
But it's cool if you don't have it already.
What kind of money?
It's the credits that they use on the show and in the universe. It's hundreds and 500s. Just a replica from the show. It's a prop replica. It's cool in that regard, I guess. Not only do I have several versions of the prop replica, I actually have one of each bill that was used
on the show
during the filming of Serenity.
That's pretty cool.
Framed. It's just not hanging in
this
the office.
In Arabic?
But I have it.
In Hebrew?
It's, well, so what you don't know about the show, because you haven't watched it, is that the universe in this, in their world, is like this amalgamated universe, and China and the United States have formed the alliance, right? And there are other countries that represent other things, but it's really kind of this intergalactic amalgamated sort of universe. So there's that. And then the final piece, also from Funko, this is the Science Fiction Mini Mysteries vinyl figure. And this is the Malcolm Reynolds figure. This particular one, though, is exclusive to Loot Crate.
That one's really cute.
It is cute. The I'll show you the box so you can see the one that's not the Loot Crate version. So it's a slightly different sculpt on the not Loot Crate version. Different gun.
Yeah.
It's a pistol as opposed to a shotgun.
Yes.
Which, of course, changes how he's holding it. One-handed versus two. I mean, otherwise, I think it's the same. 0 points of articulation. Not that you're buying these looking for points of articulation. but as a fan of the property, I'm glad that I got this exclusive rather than have to hunt it down on eBay or some other third market.
Yeah.
Look, these are worth $10 alone. Even if this wasn't an exclusive, even if this was the regular one, it's $10 to buy the blind box. So that's half the value of the box.
Yeah. So you're saying value. It's just it is like getting a lottery every month.
Right.
You don't really know what's in it. Something will be worth the money at least.
Right.
But you may not get what you actually want.
In theory, you're getting $20 worth of product. Whether it's $20 worth of product that you want, you know, the Funko figure, the alien figures, I think those sell for $10 too.
Yeah.
So those alone are worth the $20. I guess that's why everything else is a throwaway.
Yes. But if you don't want it.
But if you don't want it,
yeah,
then what?
So yeah, you just wasted.
I don't think that I will be maintaining my subscription. Right. I think from time to time I will jump in if I like the theme,
right?
Which I like that you can do, but I'm not going to buy like a year subscription or 3 months. I'm not interested in throwing $20 away each month hoping that I get something that I really want.
No, not for me either.
So look, Loot Crate, Nerd Block, Horror Block,
all those guys.
It's all the same premise. There are some that you like. There are some that you don't like. If you're a gambler, then go for it. If not, then don't. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. If you'd rather shop online than go through a store for 4 hours.
Right. You know, look, it's a cool premise. I think if I had infinite wealth,
yes,
I would subscribe to all of them just because it's cool to get a box each month with shit in it that you might like something.
I was thinking about that. Yeah, I like getting a package.
Like, I like getting knowing packages that there's in one the mail. On the way. Yeah. And I like getting something that I don't entirely know what it is. So I kind of get the idea behind it. I just don't care enough about most of it.
Yeah.
From week to week.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's funny because immediately after the crate comes out, if you go on eBay, 90% of what you can get in the crate, actually not even 100% of it, is on eBay because nobody likes everything that they get and they're immediately trying to flip it. So the flip side is you could get individual things that are exclusives. Like the glow-in-the-dark Groot, you can get. Point. But he was like $30 on eBay or $40 on eBay versus if you had subscribed, it would have been $20.
So they created their own secondary market for their own shit.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Interesting.
So there you go. Loot Crate will be at New York Comic Con.
Oh.
So there you go. You can check them out. I don't know if they're going to have an exclusive, but they will have a booth at New York Comic Con.
That's kind of cool.
I actually, be honest with you, if they have like a New York Comic Con exclusive
box,
I think I'd buy it.
Yeah. I was just thinking that. That's like, actually cool.
I would be on board for
if
that.
If they showed what they did as a, that would be the smartest thing. It would be the New York Comic Con crate.
I would do that. Yeah. I hope they do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing that.
No, but we should tell them, hey, Loot Crate got an idea
for
you.
You should do this.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think with that, do you have anything else?
No.
The wrap-up music is telling me that it wants us to end.
It does want us to end.
So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, BKGeekStuff.com, also a viable option.
Indeed.
And I think we're probably going to be going in that direction going forward.
I think so.
Because it's shorter. And we easier. Understand that you don't have a large comprehension set. So there you go.
Did you just insult?
I did.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because I'm in that kind of mood.
Kev's not here. We don't have to.
I know. Someone had to fill in. Don't forget, also, we had a voicemail earlier this episode. Yes. Thank you for that. And if you would like to leave a voicemail on the show,
call us at 425-920-6050, the GVM line, of course.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Please follow us on Twitter at GeekStuffOG,
ScapegoatGS,
and at BKGeekStuff.
Indeed.
You know, Facebook BKGeekStuff, YouTube BKGeekStuff. All of those things are
other
viable.
Of the medias that are social.
Check them out.
All of them.
For New York Comic Con specifically, I know I'm going to be both tweeting and Instagramming quite a bit.
Indeed.
So follow me on Instagram also, GeekStuffOG, because I like it simple.
Smart.
And hopefully we'll have some other stuff going on at New York Comic Con.
Yep.
And I think that's it. Am I missing it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
We're good. Yeah.
And with that, I will say good night, Big Kev, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.